Report, Hamilton musical to receive at least $30 million in federal aid. By David Ng on June 30, 2021. The hit stage musical Hamilton will reportedly receive at least $30 million in federal aid, with a possible $20 million in additional funding, as part of the government's pandemic relief program for the arts and entertainment. Hamilton had 5 productions around the country prior to the start of the coronavirus pandemic, with each production applying for $10 million in relief, according to a report in the New York Times. So far, 3 of those productions have qualified for assistance, bringing the total amount of aid to $30 million. Hamilton, which is written by the left-wing Lin-Manuel Miranda, has grossed an estimated $650 million on Broadway alone, with touring productions generating even more revenue. The show opened in New York in 2015 and has played to sold-out houses at the Richard Rogers Theater for most of its run. The musical is eligible for federal aid under the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, which is aimed at helping performing arts venues, museums, and cinemas recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The grant is overseen by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Hamilton generated controversy when cast members lectured then-Vice President-elect Mike Pence following a performance in late 2016. "We, sir, we, are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights," actor Brandon Victor Dixon told Pence. Lin-Manuel Miranda campaigned for Joe Biden during last year's presidential race, including appearing in an ad for Biden's campaign aimed at Florida's Puerto Rican voters. Miranda also repeatedly attacked former President Donald Trump. "Your occasional reminder that our current president lies as easy as you and I breathe air. Every day, all day, reflexively," Miranda said in a social media post in 2019. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.